Blog Talk Radio.
Top of it. All right, man. We back at it again, one more time. This is 100% Game For You show. You know, life as hard as it is, and in order to make life easy, in order for your life to be successful, you got to have a plan. Not only do you have to have a plan, but you got to remember, life is about timing. And when I say timing, what I mean by timing is positioning yourself for whatever you've been striving for, whatever you've been working for, whatever you've been grinding for. Timing is about positioning yourself so you ready and you don't have to get ready. Timing is about setting yourself up. First of all, timing is about having your plan, putting your plan in action, and preparing your plan. Preparing your plan first and then putting your plan in action. And when you put your when you plan and prepare, and then you pop it, timing is so much on your side until you'll be in the right place at the right time to come up. Just like timing, you trying to have a broad, you on your job working, or you got your hustle going on, and every day you grinding, you got your plan, that's cool. And you grind, and you grinding for your plan. Okay, just say your plan is to, you've been preparing all week to have this, man, I'm going out this weekend, man, I'm fixing to catch me abroad, man, you know. So you talk to that man in the mirror. You plan and prepare your conversation. You plan and prepare where you're going to be. You plan and prepare how you're going to look, how you're going to carry yourself. Okay, now you position yourself now. Now you're ready. Now you step out in the public. And I'll be damned. Bam, there baby is. But you're ready. You ain't got to get ready. You're ready. You got your outfit on. You to talk to that mirror in the mirror. You got your doggone arsenal ready in your head. You know how you waiting for this moment. Okay, it's all about timing. There she is. Now put your plan in effect. Now pop it. But if you don't plan and prepare, you will never pop it. See, a lot of y'all out there, you call yourself hustling. You call yourself pimping. You call yourself working and grinding towards your goal. And you don't really have a plan. You call yourself trying to play it by ear. No plan works when you're trying to play it by ear. That's some kind of dream or something. Listen, it don't work like that. When I say plan, prepare, and pop it, that's exactly what I mean. See, a lot of y'all, you're trying to keep pace with who you see or what you consider winning. So if you don't know this person, all you got to go on is what you see. So you see the fly car, you see the fly wardrobe, you see the fly jewelry, you see that they in position. Okay, you want to be in position. You want to be in position like them. That's your first thought. No. You like how they living from what you see. So that should just give you inspiration and drive to put your own plan together. Don't try to, I don't want to say ride on somebody else's coattail, because that's really not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that have your own plan for your life. Work on that plan. Nurture that plan. Make sure you got that plan in order. Otherwise, you just run around like a chicken with his head cut off. Don't try to keep pace with everybody else. Life is about timing. Go at your own pace. Stick to your plan. Don't get sidetracked. Man, when you in the pimp game, you got to stay three steps ahead of your competition. You got to stay three steps ahead of your female. You got to stay three steps ahead of your peers. That's when you're in the pimping game. And the same thing when you in a square life or you in a hustling life. However you get your money, you have to have a plan. Otherwise, as soon as you get the money, you just go mess it off. This is where it usually goes right here. You start out with a plan. You don't have no backup plan. You don't have no plan B. You start out with your plan. You think it. You nurture it in your mind. You put it on, you write it down on paper. And then you start to work on it. Every day, when you're not working on it, you're thinking about working on it. See, this is what usually happens. You start out with a plan, and the plan starts to work. And you're doing good. Everything is going fine. You know, you're clicking on all cylinders. Then, something goes wrong. A little niche in your plan. Then your business starts to suffer. Then you're running around crazy trying to figure out how to rebound. But you created this problem. Why did you create this problem? Because you got comfortable. When you're on your grind, you never get comfortable. You never let up. You got your foot on the gas and you match and you're going straight ahead. But as men, this is what we do. The plan going fine. We making money. We in a groove. We paying our bills. We stacking money. Then the business, then I'm not going to, then times change like this pandemic that's going on now. Okay, the pandemic come along. A lot of people just give up on their business. But that's not what you do. You got to stick to the plan. It's all about timing. Keep positioning yourself. When you're doing good in your business, and you're making money in your business, whether you're on a square job, whether you're in the pimp game, whether you're a hustler, whether you're a con man, whatever you do to get your money, you have to stick to a plan. And as you continue, as your businesses continue to do well, don't just sit back and continue to reap the benefits and like, oh man, business is doing cool, man. You know, then, you know, you surround yourself with people that care about you and the people that got your best interest with heart. Okay, these people that you have surrounded yourself with, you know that they got your best interest in heart. So they give you a suggestion. But business is going cool. Money is flowing. Everything's going fine. So they give you a suggestion about how to make the business a little bit better, how to bring in a little bit more money. But you so happy and excited that you making money that you forget about growing. Just because you're making money, don't sit back and get comfortable. I repeat, when you're on your grind, when you're sticking to your plan, you done prepared it, not you done planned it, and you're preparing it. You're working on your plan. You popping it. You planning, preparing, now you popping your plan. It's in effect. You winning. Don't get comfortable and just accept the fact that you're doing good. You know, don't listen to that crazy statement that people are telling you, if it's not broke, don't fix it. That is the most bullshit statement that I've ever heard. When you win in a business, You're supposed to continue to be thinking this business and winning into existence. So when you winning with a business and you prospering and you making money, then your thoughts should be about how to make more money, how to improve the business, how to make it better. That if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Don't get hung up on that, because that is one of the most bullshitted statements that they have. How about you set your business up and set your plans up to think like this? Let's make it bigger and better than what it is. Yeah, that's a good one. Let's make it bigger and better. How about that? How about that, throwing that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. How about let's throw that out the window and roll with let's make it bigger and better. Winning is about continue to peel back layers in your life to discover new life. In your business, once you start prospering and your business start making money, and in your life you start winning, man, all you should be thinking about is how to win more. If you're making money, then you should be thinking about and making plans and writing it down on how to make more money, how to make your life bigger and better. See, and I always speak on this, you know, it's people. I don't know why we get hung up in this thought of man, how you doing? Man, shoot, man, paying my rent, man, I'm surviving. I get so sick of hearing people that I talk to and come in contact with saying the same thing. Oh, I'm surviving, man. Man, surviving. Surviving. Having a roof over your head, having a car, having a decent job, and you can pay your bills and have a couple hundred dollars extra. Now, I know a lot of people listening on this airway right now, that's probably your life, and that don't make you no bad person. But to me, life is more than just surviving. Life is being able to live your dreams, at least one of them. If you can go through life and live out at least one of your dreams, then I would think that that's some type of accomplishment. But when you winning and you get out that survival mode, then you can live out every dream that you have. My grandmother used to say, if you can dream it, you can have it. But you got to work at it. It don't come easy. Just think about if being rich was easy. Can you imagine what kind of world it would be if being rich was easy? Nah, I'm not rich. I done been rich. And I'm going to be rich again. I mean, I'm straight. But I'm past that survival mode. I'm not living the way I want to live. But I'm going to live the way that I want to live. If I keep my nose to the grindstone, if I stay down for my crown, if I keep asking for it, if I keep going for it, if I keep making plans on how to continue to put bricks in my empire daily. Or as I work on the staircases in front of me, and I'm looking at this staircase. This staircase goes to the top. It's a never-ending staircase because how high is high. But what I'm going to do and what I've been doing throughout my life on this staircase, I'm taking one step at a time. Some days I take three steps. Some days I take four steps. But each day I continue to climb that staircase one step at a time. show the staircase in front of me, I probably could just run right up it. But if I just run right up it without a plan, shortly, I'm going to be right back on the way down. I'm going to be taking steps backwards. Matter of fact, I ain't going to even be taking no steps backwards. I'm just going to straight fall because I didn't have a plan. The staircase is in front of you. That staircase is life. Your job is to find you and take one step at a time. One step at a time with a plan. Don't have no backup. Don't have no plan B, because it's all about you. You controlling this situation. You making plans for your life. I'm talking about living. I'm not talking about surviving. Get out of that survival mode. Work on living your dreams. Plan your life out. Once your life is planned and you're in position, then that's when the timing come in. Because when it's your time, I'm talking about your time to win. We all got a time. When it's your time, you ready. You prepared. You in there. You in there because you took the time. Stop looking at life like trying to keep up with the Joneses. Position your life where you are the Joneses and people trying to keep up with you. People trying to get on your page. People trying to get with your status. They trying to get where you at. Don't continue to go through life chasing somebody else's dream. And I say that to people who work on jobs. There's nothing wrong with working a job, but you got to use that job to your advantage. If you got a plan, something that you're trying to do, and it's you and your woman, or it's just you alone, make that plan out. If you're on your grind by yourself, it might take you a little bit longer, but it might not take you a little bit longer because you're going to position yourself. You're going to put yourself in position, meaning you're going to have your car in order. You're going to have your wardrobe in order. You're going to have the main thing in order. And that's knowing who you are, believing in you, knowing that the strength in you, the strength in your mind, that if you wanted to, you could jump a tall building in a single bound and land on your feet. You can recover after any small setback, because when you're winning, when you're trying to win, there is no defeat. It's just a minor setback. And I believe personally that the harder it is for you to win, or the most difficult it is for you to win, I think it makes you a better person. I think when you're on the grind every day and it's just, you know, and life is just not given to you, I think it makes you a better person. It makes you appreciate life. It makes you appreciate who you are, especially when you use your mind and your wits to win. When you use your mind and your wits to make your dreams come true. When you use your mind and your wits to continue on your grind, when people all around you is telling you that you're wasting your time, when people's all around you telling you, man, you need to get that shit up, man. That's not going to work. That's why whatever your grind, whatever your hustle, whatever your job is, whatever your life period, that's why it's so important to surround yourself with people that want you to win. Surround yourself with people that give you compliments, that give you hope, that's steady telling you, you could do it, you could do it. You don't need those people around you, but I think it's a help rather than having negative people around you. We have enough fears as it is, you know, when we're attempting to do something. Life is full of fear. But when we on our grind, and that's every day, ain't no slacking up. Ain't no, oh, man, I'm going to take this day off, man, and go chill. No, that's not how you win. Winning is going to bed thinking about what you're going to do the next day. to help your product win, especially if your product is you. In every one of us, we have been given a gift. And I speak on this gift in every video that I talk about because it's just important to me. And it's important to you. Every one of you, every one of us, we got something that we do better than anybody else. And I always speak on this topic because it's so important, you know. And half of the people in the world, over half, never realize that special gift that they have been given. Now, we see a lot of different people in different fields that are using that gift that they have been given. And the way you can tell that they're using that gift that they have been given is because they stand out. They're winners. We see they're winners. I'm not just talking about ball players. I'm talking about entertainers. I'm talking about athletes. I'm talking about nurses. I'm talking about doctors. I'm talking about lawyers. All these people in these fields can be you. They discovered their gift. They discovered what it is that they do best. Some of us spend our whole life running around like a chicken with our head cut off. Most of us live our life like that. Just sit back and think about it. Just sit back and look at your life. If you ain't got a plan, if you don't have a reason, what you going to work for every day? You going to work every day, what, to just survive? To what? To what? Work on a job for 30 years? And then decide to live your life and have fun? Which is how they have it. This is how they got it set up. Buy a house, take 30, you know, you get a 30-year, 20-year mortgage or 30-year mortgage. Okay, so you stuck, but it's okay. It's a good way to get stuck. It's okay. So now you're on your grind, but don't be on your grind so much until you forget about living. It's okay to grind, but through your grind, you still got to live. You still got to enjoy life. Otherwise, you're not going to appreciate the grind. On them bad days, you know how the game go. You know how the grind go. Chicken one day, feathers the next. But on them days, you're getting them feathers. And you know that you've been putting in your grind. You know you've been keeping your nose to the grindstone till it bleed. You know you've been down for your crown. So it's okay to think break, but don't take a break. This is the way I see the grind. You can dibble and dabble with enjoying yourself, and don't be afraid. This is what I'm saying. Don't continue to grind and save your bank so much until you forget how to live. Don't let a month go by and just because they didn't raise the price on movie tickets or just because taking your woman to dinner or taking her out for a drink or taking her to a concert or don't even put that little bit of money, don't even count that into your savings. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it's okay to save, but don't forget to live while you're saving. Let me say it like that. I love stacking. Life is about stacking. But don't just stack. And don't enjoy yourself while you're stacking. Because then you become like a miser. You know, you're like, and then you project it onto your woman. Don't no female like no tight person. Don't no female like no stingy man. You can't continue to have a female and make her happy if you stingy. Be on your grind But don't forget that your life can be happy and exciting while you on your grind. Okay, you on your job. You got things that you want. You want to buy that house you're renting. You tired of having your car 4 or 5 years old. You want a new car. You want that top. You want to buy your woman a diamond ring. You know the one you want. You want that fly diamond ring. You know, that 4, 5, 6 carats. You tired of settling on that 1 carat ring. You got the money, but you saving that money for a purpose. Now, I know you're saving the money for a purpose, but if you want your woman to have that ring, you're going to do what it takes. No, I'm not talking about going picking up no gun. I ain't talking about going picking up no sack. I ain't talking about going pick up no credit card. I ain't talking about none of that. If you're working a job, whatever job you're working, if you think that that's what you do best, if you think that that's what's going to get you where you need to be, if that's what you really believe, well, then get you 2 jobs. If that ain't working and it's something else you want and you don't want to wait 30 years for it, then get you another job. I know a couple of people are working 2 or 3 jobs. They be a little tired sometimes, but they happy because they on their grind. We do what we have to do to win. But while we doing that, we have to remember to live. You have to. No work and no play make you a dull person. And once you continue to keep on being dull with your woman, you know what she going to do. She going to jump the fence. You got to put yourself in position where a female, where she got herself in position. Timing. Life is all about timing. Position yourself and you'll be ready where you don't have to get ready. Deshaun. If any one of you guys want to call in and ask some questions, okay, here's the number right here. Area code 516-531-9631. I'm going to repeat that again so some of you guys can call in. I'm waiting on y'all. Call in and ask some questions. It's area code 516-531-9631. Now, while I'm waiting on you guys to call in, I'll tell you a little story of when I'm driving Cadillacs. I'm getting a new Cadillac every year. Okay, so, but I see everybody else rolling in new Caddies every year. So, you know, when you're in the game, just like when you're in life, you got your neighbor that live across the street. You got your neighbors on, you know, your neighbor, other neighbors that live on the block. I want to have the flyest car on my block, not to impress nobody. But I want the flyest car on the block because I can afford the flyest car on the block. If I can't afford the flyest car on the block, well, then I'm going to make it a way where I can. There is no such word as can't in life. You can make a way. You can do anything. Let me give you guys this number again so you can call in. Area code 516-531-9631. I'm waiting on you guys to call in and ask some questions. So, anyway, back to having a plan. Say you trying to open up a business and it take $20,000 to open up this business. Your credit bad, you can't get no loan. You're working an 8-hour job. Your woman working an 8-hour job. You're on a mission to buy a house. So what is it time to do? Somebody got to double up on the job. But if we're really on the grind, maybe we both gonna double up. We might not see each other, but we can make a plan. You know what, baby? For the next 90 days, we're gonna work these two jobs. For the next 90 days, we're gonna grind. We might not see each other that much, but we gonna see each other. See, we gonna see each other. But the plan is, after this 90-day grind, we're gonna be two steps closer to getting this house. After this 90-day grind, if we don't have enough for the down payment, we're going to grind another 90. But we are not going to be denied. I'm saying that to say, to me, you can have anything in life if you dedicate yourself to whatever your goal is. And whoever is rolling with you, meaning your woman, it can't be a one-way street. She got to dedicate. You dedicate yourself, then she got to dedicate herself. Y'all got to make that commitment in life. We down with winning. We going past the survival mode. Me personally, I always wanted to live better than my next-door neighbor or people on my block anyway, not just because of I think I'm better than anybody else, but I think I look at life a little bit better. I think I want to ask for more out of life. So at this point in the show, I'm going to tell you guys about my sale that I'm having, my game piece sale. First of all, I'm having my pandemic sale. I know things are a little tough right now. Things are a little tough and slow for everybody. So to help along with this, you know, I'm offering you guys my pandemic sale, my 65-piece game library. It usually sells for $650. But for this pandemic, to help you guys out, because game don't stop, pandemic or not, game don't stop, knowledge don't stop. I'm giving you guys my game piece library, 65 game pieces for $300. And on top of that, I'm offering you guys, along with the $300 sale for the 65 game pieces, I'm giving you guys 3 free 15-minute consultations. I'm going to say that again. The pandemic sale on game pieces, 65 game pieces, regularly sells for $650. The pandemic sale is 65 game pieces for $300 plus 3 free 15-minute consultations. Okay, the next sale is 6 game pieces for $50 or 8 game pieces for $80. No, 6 game pieces for $80. 6 game pieces for $50. 10 game pieces for $80. Or you can get 15 game pieces for $100. I'm going to repeat that again. 6 game pieces for $50. 10 game pieces for $80. Or 15 game pieces for $100. Okay. My book, From the Bottom to the Penthouse, it's on sale for $27. You can go to my IG, which is Shante Parker, or Facebook, Shante Parker, or you can hit me on my Instagram for the book. Now, man, why haven't you guys, none of you guys called in, man? I'm sitting up here waiting, man. We've been on the air, man, for 35 minutes. I don't see nobody calling in. Not yet, anyway. Well, y'all just sitting back quiet, man. Man, y'all need to pick up that phone, man, you know, and give Tay a call, man. This is 100% Game For You show. I expect y'all to call in and ask Pimpin' some questions. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for, man, to answer you guys' questions about life or the game. Hey, Sean. Excuse me, I had to call my son for some information. Okay, I'm still waiting, man. I haven't known you guys to tuned in. Okay, just remember this right here. I'm going to give you the number again, 516 area code. 531-9631. I'm going to wait another, I'm going to give you guys 3 more minutes, man. I can't believe I'm sitting up here popping this game with you guys and nobody's calling in to ask me no questions. Anyway, every Wednesday at 3 o'clock on YouTube, the 100% Game for You show with me, 3 o'clock, Hollywood Shantae on YouTube, 3 o'clock every Wednesday. This show, this Blog Talk Radio show, is going to continue to be every Saturday at 5 o'clock. So I want you guys to tune in. I want you to remember that, man, you the prize. Everything, the universe revolves around you. It all starts and ends with you. Let's get yourself out to survival mode. And let's put yourself into a winning mode. But before you can do all of that, you got to have a plan. You got to plan it, you got to prepare it, and you got to pop life. Nothing will be complete if you don't know you first. Let's do that. Let's start with you first. How can you lead anybody if you don't know how to lead yourself? How can you control any lady's mind into believing in you and what you believe in if you don't have yourself in order first? You can't win or accomplish nothing if you don't know who you are. Okay, we got 3 minutes left. I see none of you guys have called in yet. I'm going to give you the number again. Area code 516-531-9631. Area code 516-531-9631. All right. Don't look like nobody calling in. I just want you guys to know, man, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the show. I'll be getting at you Wednesday on YouTube, Hollywood Shantae. I'll be doing this show every Saturday from now on, the Blog Talk Radio, get you some game, at 5 o'clock on Saturdays. So it's been a pleasure kicking it with y'all, and till next Friday, get you some game.